Well, good morning and welcome to the presentation of results of Fluidra for the first half year in 2015. My name is Cristina Castillo, and I'm the Director of Investor Relations and Shareholders in Fluidra. The presentation will be made by Mr. Eloy Planes, CEO, and Mr. Xavier Tintoré, CFO. The documentation will be available in our webpage under the lead results. It has also been sent this morning to the stock exchange authorities, and you can find it in this institutional web. The recording of this multi-conference will be available on the next working day in the company's webpage under the lead shareholders and investors. Let's start the presentation. I give the floor to Mr. Eloy Planes. Thank you, Cristina, and welcome to the presentation on results of Fluidra for the first half year 2015. We ended 2014 with good results, and the targets we had defined have been fully reached. In this way, we started 2015 with a focus on sustainable and sustained growth. That was the case during the first months of the year when we announced the acquisition of Price Chemicals, chemical products manufacturing company in Australia, and the renegotiation of our syndicated loan under much better conditions for the group. Both operations were mentioned in the previous results presentation, so you have details about that. The figures we present here today, which belong to the first half of 2015, confirmed that Fluidra is well on the road to growth. These are very positive figures that confirm our forecasts for the year's end, which we shared with all of you at the beginning of this year. The evolution of the markets has been indeed very good, practically in all countries where we operate, except for North America and China. The growth of Europe and Australia, which as a whole grow at a pace above 9%, and they account for more than 75% of all of our sales, gives us a perspective of great solidity for 2015. This positive trend, which we started reflecting during the second half of 2014, has continued this year, and it has also been kept during the provisional data for the month of July that we have currently. Before getting into the analysis of the results of the first half year for 2015, which you have on page number 3, allow me to remind you that in June 2014, we sold our agricultural irrigation subsidiary in France and one building. This assets disposal and the costs associated to the new syndicated loan have a very significant impact on the accounts in 2014 and 2015. And for this reason, we give you the EBITDA and the net profit adjusted for those impacts. Bearing all of this in mind, sales reached 352 million euro, which implies a growth rate of 5% compared to the first half year in 2014. Under a constant perimeter, sales grew above 9%. EBITDA, the adjusted EBITDA, reaches practically 51 million euro, 14.2% more, driven by the greater sales volume, bringing our net adjusted profit to 19.6 million, 66.5% above the previous year. During this first half year, cash generation, the management of working capital, and the net debt are well aligned with the period in which we find ourselves. Beyond these figures, which confirm a good financial year, the company has focused on gaining market share in international markets. And for that, we announced, as you can see on pages 4, 5, and 6, the acquisition of Waterlinx, the leading company in the South African market and the largest company in the African continent. Waterlinx has a turnover of 32 million euro with a margin EBITDA of 4.3 million. If we add our current activity in the country, that brings us to a turnover of 35 million in terms of sales and 4.8 million in terms of EBITDA. We have valued Waterlinx at 13 million plus a debt of 11 million, and therefore the company's value is of 24 million. Right now, Fluidra has acquired 72% of the company. 28% of the remaining equity is in the hands of the founding partners and the managers. Fluidra has the possibility of increasing that percentage up to 90% during the next few years. Waterlinx is a strategic acquisition, both because of its strength in the South African market and its influence on its surrounding countries. With its industrial base and its 10 branches, Woodlands brings forth, it contributes with a leadership with a market share of 32% in the sixth pool market in the world, and it thus turns us into an absolute point of reference in the African continent. The weight of Africa in fluid reserve counts with this acquisition will be of about 8%. And at the same time, Woodlands reinforces our position in the Southern Hemisphere, thus helping us to balance out our seasonality. With this acquisition and with a strong evolution of the Australian and Brazilian markets, the Southern Hemisphere will already account for about 20% of Fluidra's total turnover. We thus hope to add to the good evolution that our company has already shown by itself during the past few years, a larger product range both in terms of residential pool and above all in terms of commercial pools, and we will share our know-how both in terms of distribution and manufacturing, and all of this with a will to accelerate our growth in South Africa and its surrounding countries. Next, I'm going to give the floor to our CFO, Mr. Xavier Tintoret, who will tell you in greater detail the results of this financial year. Well, thank you very much indeed, Aloy. Next, I'm going to give you a detailed explanation of the results we have obtained during the first half year of 2015. On page number 7, we analyze the evolution of the main P&L results. Our sales grew by 5%, and if we adjust it according to constant perimeter, it turns into 9.3% growth. Out of this impact, foreign currency accounts for 4.2%, and therefore the growth of the business under constant foreign currencies, it has been accelerated during the quarter. During the next slide, we will focus on geographies and businesses. The gross margin is well aligned with the previous financial year at 51.1%. During the second quarter, we have seen the materialization of impacts of the evolution of the American dollar and the Chinese renminbi in the purchase of raw materials and components, which have absorbed the improvement in prices that the group has been applying throughout the last quarters. These cost deviations are partly covered by the positive differences in exchange rates associated to our hedging scheme for the dollar. During the next quarters, we will keep on seeing the impact of these costs in our purchases, although the company is reinforcing its price management in order to compensate for these impacts. Operational expenses before provisions and depreciation reach 127.3 million, with an increase of 9.8 million compared to the previous year. It is important to highlight that in the previous financial year, we had two disposals, Irigaroane and a building in Perpignan, whose capital gain of 4.5 million was reflected under this item. The rest of the impact is distributed between the foreign currency effect and the investment in new markets, mainly in Asia, Australia and Latin America, as well as the evolution of variable expenses associated to the sales increase in Europe. Provisions for bad debt reached 3 million euro, a figure that, accounts for the 0.8% of sales, with a reduction in provisions in European markets, Middle East, and an increase in the Northern African region. The greater volume of improvement of provisions compensate for the OPEX differential, and they explain the improvement in EBITDA, which goes from 49.9 to 51 million euro, an increase of 2.3%. If we adjusted the effects of the disposals, the increase would be of 44.4 to 50.7 million euro, in other words, 14.2%, as Aloy has already mentioned. Under the EBITDA, the tax rate has been standardized, reaching 26%, given that we have already started the campaign and we have acquired greater activity volumes. The financial expenses reflect the impact of the new financing contract signed in February for the next 5 years. As we already said during the results presentation during the first quarter, we made a write-off of the commissions pending from our last loan, and the opening commissions of the new contract with an extraordinary charge of 4.8 million. This extraordinary expense will be compensated during the year with a very significant reduction in our debt's financial cost and with positive exchange differences. At the closing of the half year, the financial expenses are only 1.2 million above the previous years. For all of these reasons, our net profits reached 16.5 million euros, in other words, 2% above. If we adjusted all of these for all of this extraordinary income and or the write-off of the banking commissions, as Eloy has explained, the amount would have been 66.5%. On page number 8, you can see the evolution of sales by geographic area. Excellent performance of Europe in general. Spain is highlighted within the continent with a growth of close to 12%, mainly from the professional installers market, both in pools and in water treatment and irrigation, with a growth rate that's a bit below in the large retailers channel. In the south of Europe, adjusted for disposals, we see that France improves significantly compared to the previous year. During this first half year, it actually had a flat performance, and during the second half year, it has had an acceleration that has brought us to a growth of 5%. Central and Northern Europe show a growth rate of 6.6%, driven by the good performance of the UK under constant currency, which is increased by the evolution of its currency and a flatter behavior in Central Europe. Eastern Europe accelerated its growth rate from 0.4% to 3.7% if we adjusted for foreign currencies, with the impact of the Russian ruble mainly. On the other hand, the evolution in Asia and Australia shows different situations. On the one hand, China shows a delay in the execution of projects, which has actually slowed down the activity both in fluid handling and in the pool market. On the other hand, the activity in the rest of the region shows a positive growth rate. I'd like to highlight Australia, which continues with its good performance, gaining market share and with double-digit growth rates, even if we exclude the activity of price chemicals, whose weight during the first quarter is not significant. As you will remember, this company, i.e. Price Chemicals, was acquired during the first quarter, and it started being consolidated in the group in the month of April. Finally, in the rest of the world, during this second quarter, we have had an acceleration of our activity both in North America and in Latin America and Africa, bringing the region's growth rate to 11.1%, which under constant currency implies still a drop of 3.1%. This fall is due to the bad first quarter we have had in North America, which in spite of the speeding up during the second quarter has not been totally compensated yet. We expect that during the next few quarters this good trend will continue in the USA, and we will end the year with positive figures in this market in local dollars, in local currency. On page number 9, we show the evolution of the different business of the different groups business units. We have a good evolution of the swimming pool business in general, with a performance that's more significant in commercial pools, supported by the growth rates in Latin America and the northern and eastern European regions. Water treatment shows a good growth associated to the evolution of the residential segment, especially in Spain, Australia, and the southeastern Asian region. Irrigation has been strongly influenced by the disposal in France carried out in June 2014, and fluid handling fell by 4.2% due to the slowing down of the Chinese region. On page number 10, we show the evolution of our group's working capital. The net working capital figure reached 244.1 million euro at the end of the half year, with a slight drop of 0.6%, and it shows an improvement of 210 base points in the working capital over sales ratio during the last 12 months. According to the different items, stocks are 8% above the previous years, and half of them are due to the foreign currency effect, and the rest is well aligned with the growth rate of our turnover. This increase is compensated by the evolution of accounts payable, which rose by a bit more than 30%. And in terms of accounts receivable, the company has actually accelerated its average collection period in about 4 days. The following page shows the evolution of our net financial debt and the free cash flow. The second quarter is always an investment period because it is when we materialize sales for approximately 35% of the year. During this period, the company has used 49.8 million euro, with a greater use coming from three factors. First, the effect of the working capital, which accounts for about 3 million, a greater capex in terms of ordinary investments in plants and information systems for about 4 million, and capex, thirdly, a capex for acquisitions, which reflect mainly the last payment for the earnout of Yuli. The net financial debt is of 199.3 million euro, about 18 million euro below the previous years and well aligned with our forecasts. I'd like to highlight on page number 12 the approval during the last AGM of a dividend of 6.7 million euro, which represent 100% of the net results generated by the company. And without any further ado, I'll give back the floor to Alou Planet for him to end the results presentation. Thank you, Xavier. As I have pointed out at the beginning of this conference, 2015 is being a very good financial year for Fluidra, our main markets, out of which we can highlight Spain, France, and Australia. They show a significant and sustained growth rate. And this growth rate is also reflected in an improved operational results. Additionally to the figures of the first half year, today we have announced the acquisition of Waterlinks, the leading company in the South African market in terms of component manufacturing for pools and pool treatments. This acquisition increases our leadership capacity in emerging markets, one of our clear strategic focuses, and it shows our capacity to consolidate markets. The data as of June added to the growth rates in Europe and Australia is quite consistent, and seeing the improvement we see in our figures in North America, this gives us great solidity and trust for the rest of 2015. That's why we actually repeat our organic prospects for this year, the same ones we shared with you a few months ago, which did not actually include acquisitions at the time, to place our sales between 605 and 625 million euros and to place our EBITDA between 70 and 74 million euro. To these figures, we should add the acquisition of Waterlinks, which we believe will contribute sales of about 15 million and an EBITDA of 2 million euro this financial year. And for this reason, the new guidance for this year, assuming the integration of Waterlinks in August, will be the following one. We want to position our sales between 625 and 645 million euro and our EBITDA between 72 and 76 million euro with a debt-EBITDA ratio of about 2.5. So far, our presentation for today. We thank you for your attendance to this multi-conference, and we will be delighted to answer any questions you may have. Thank you very much indeed. So we shall now start the Q&A. Please go ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A starts now. If you want to ask a question, please press 01 on your phone's dial. Thank you. The first question will come from Francisco Ruiz from Exane BNP Paribas. Go ahead, please. Right. Good morning. I have three or four questions for you. First of all, you have talked about the impact of foreign currencies in your supplies, in your purchases. Could you tell us which has been that impact in order to calculate a gross margin and EBITDA without the foreign currency effect? With regards to the acquisition, which sounds very interesting at a good price, could you tell us what the company's track record in the past 2 or 3 years and its sales growth? And finally, with regards to the working capital over sales ratio, which has been improved. Could you tell us what your target for the year end? Thank you.
Hello, good morning, Paco. Thank you very much for asking these three questions. First, the impact of foreign currency, the addition of the different impacts, both the purchase and the foreign exchange and the greater sales we may have or the greater margin we may have due to sales in a euro, in a dollar zone for products actually manufactured in Europe. In terms of EBITDA, for the whole half year is of about 1 million euro favorable to us. Now, with regards to your second question, I have made a note of it here about, well, about the sales evolution of the company during the past few years. Well, Waterlinx is a company that has actually grown at a rate of about 10% in the past three financial years, with a combination of small-sized local acquisitions. In fact, you have already seen in our presentation that we gave some pro forma figures because they've made an acquisition. They have consolidated a small-sized chemical product manufacturing company, but more or less they have had a 10% growth rate in the past few years in local currency, with an EBITDA margin that has been sustained at around the figures we've given you, 13 or 13.5%. And with regards to your third and last question, our net working capital target, well, we always have as a target to improve approximately between 0.5 and 1 percentage point. But it is also true that, well, this half year we have had a higher figure, 210 base points, and we believe that by the year end we will lose part of this advantage, in part because of our working capital figures at the year end will be lower.
Thank you very much indeed. Next question, please.
Javier Pinedo
from BBVA. Go ahead, sir. Hello, good morning. I just have one very quick question about the investments for the second half year. Can we expect also investments of 13 million euro, organic investments, or not? Thank you.
Hello, Javier. Thank you for your question. During the second half of the year, the CAPEX investment figure will be a bit lower than during the first half year. It is also true that when we look at the whole year, we will be above the previous financial year. But you can take it that the excess investment or the greatest investment we'll have during this financial year has already been materialized during this first half year.
Thank you very much indeed. Next question, please. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that in order to ask a question, you will need to press 01 on your phone's dial. Thank you. The next question will be made by Alberto Sanchez from Fidentiis. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, good morning. My question is about the gross margin. During the first half year, as you have mentioned, the exchange rate has actually reflected all of the improvements in purchases. So what are the prospects for the second half year?
Hello, Alberto. Good morning, and thank you for your question.
As I've mentioned in my presentation, the prospects for the second half year are, well, we will still suffer from that purchase cost increase associated to the foreign exchange evolution compared to the previous financial year. But the company is also implementing some price increase measures in different markets, different depending on the type of product, which we believe will allow us to compensate for these cost increases. And therefore, our prospects are are to try and keep the margins and make them to be well aligned with our previous financial year. Thank you very much indeed. Next question, please. The next question will be asked by José de la Rosa from EMBA. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, good morning, and thank you for this presentation. I have a question about the renewal with the shareholders agreement. Could you tell us what are the terms for this renewal and whether there has been a significant change compared to the previous agreement? And my second question is about the question asked by Alberto about the evolution of the gross margin and the foreign exchange effect. Could you isolate the foreign exchange effect on the gross margin before EBITDA? In other words, the effect it has had on costs. And what price increase should we expect in order to compensate for that? Thank you.
Hello, Pepe, and thank you for asking me these questions. The impact, the net impact on our gross margin during the half year is of about 1.5 million euro. And the price increase, as I have said in my answer to Alberto, it will be quite varied because some of our products will not actually experience the impact of the evolution of the raw materials purchases in dollars and other things. I mean, chemical products, for example, which is strongly influenced by that evolution. So price increases will be quite varied, depending on product lines, between 3 and, in some cases, 8 or 9%. Pepe, with regards to this shareholders agreement, I'd like to tell you that this is an agreement which will be enforced for 3 years. In other words, it will be alive until 2018, and it's well aligned with the syndicated agreement that already existed. There are some changes. Maybe the most significant one is that in the previous agreement, 53% of the shares were syndicated, and here 40% are syndicated. With regards to the rest, so there are some amendments that are reflected, but they are all minor changes. Thank you very much indeed. Next question, please. Now, let's go to questions in English.
There are no further questions. Thank you.
There are no further questions. Are there no further questions, please? Could you confirm? Officially end the presentation, and we thank you all for your participation. Have a very nice day. Thank you.